Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of our broadcast, and boy, we got the text line scrolling here. Vince, I'm a suburban woman. I have to agree with you saying Trump supporters have been in an echo chamber screaming, yes, yes. I, for one, hate some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, but also understand you don't have to wonder what he's thinking or what his motivation is. Understandable. You're in... Well, let's keep going. What his motivation is regarding this country, the policies he's putting in place. The Democrats and the news media have done more to divide this country with consistent, poisonous, partisan rhetoric they spew out every day. I love your show. Respectfully disagree with you this morning. And you don't, you're really not disagreeing with me. You're saying you're one of those exceptions. And this is part of what I'm saying. You are able to make that distinction. You're making an intelligent decision. This guy says a lot of stupid stuff. But when I look at the policies, there's no choice here. There really is no choice. The problem is, there are a lot of people out there, not just women, independents among them. They cannot get beyond the character issue. They can't. I go back to what I said before about Bill Clinton. The guy's always been a louse. I mean, the guy's a louse, a dog. Let's just be honest about it. The guy has no character whatsoever. What saved his bacon from the fire? He was a likable person. You remember all the conversations about, hey, this is the kind of guy you'd love to go out and have a beer with. But this is not what is coming across to some people. This is part of what I've been trying to appeal to many of you on for quite some time. It may feel good to you, but for a lot of people, this stuff wears thin, and you get to a point you're like, shut the hell up. I don't want to hear anymore. And it may be against your best interests, but you're so tired of it. I think this is where some voters are. How many? We're going to find out in a few weeks. Hopefully not enough to tip the scale against us. Vince, so if people don't like President Trump's demeanor, they will vote for Biden, even though the Dems plan on destroying our country with tyrannical rule. That's beyond stupid. God have mercy on us. Say whatever you want. But the whole idea is to make yourself appealing to the voter. And if you just presume that people are going to like you because of what you have done, and here's my list of accomplishments, and I think a great way to describe this would be to describe a marriage. Let's say I'm going out and let's say I make $500,000. I give a woman a dream home. Give her every single thing materially that her heart desires. But I don't give her me. There's no emotional connection. And frankly, she doesn't like me. How many people are going to stay in that kind of situation forever? They aren't. The material things are not going to cover for what is missing. And I've been saying this for a long time, and this is not just about Donald Trump. We're drawing these false conclusions, and we're making these false binary choices. You've got to either be bold and courageous and nasty, or you're going to be a wimp. I'm telling you, you can be bold, you can be strong, you can be courageous, and also be gentle and loving and caring. That's what true manhood is. It's not this bombastic stuff. Because I'm convinced, more often than not, that a lot of people who are in that bombastic mode are really among the most insecure people you will ever meet. And I do believe that about the president. Have always believed that. So what does this lead to? It leads to a president who in the 11th hour is begging suburban women to like him. Before I play this clip, I want you to understand, I think for all of the references to fake polls and fake news, I believe within the Trump campaign, they know that this campaign's in trouble. I believe they know that. They've seen these numbers. Now, for those of you looking at the polls and saying, well, they said that back in 2016, I did some reviewing of polls overnight. And no matter where those polls were for 2016, they were all within the margin of error. Yes, they had Hillary ahead, but it was within the margin of error. The major ones, the best ones. The lead that Joe Biden is showing now is outside the margin of error. And unfortunately, in some of the state-by-state polls, in places where he should not be behind at all. I want you to listen to this clip of the president trying to appeal to suburban women. Listen up.
So can I ask you to do me a favor? Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I got to go quickly.
Oh, my gosh. When I heard this, I thought, no, please tell me he didn't just say this. First, he's begging. And then secondly, well, you know, I can try to be nice. I don't have time to. I'm in a hurry. Oh, my goodness. I really want to love on you, but I don't have time. So here's a little peck on the forehead. Folks, do you understand what's happening here? I wish he listened to this 6 months ago. I'm going to save a response to this from a conversation that took place on a cable news program. Because I have to tell you, I agree with most of it. I'm going to share it coming up after the break. And let me just repeat again, every bit of criticism I have offered, what I've hoped to be constructive criticism and appeals that I've offered for the last 4 years, all of it has been with the heart that there be a turnaround, because I don't want the alternative. But the sad thing is, the circumstances have now changed. And what may have worked in 2016 is, I'm convinced, I'll tell you this, it's not going to work as easily in 2020, if it works at all. Time will tell. The votes will tell in a matter of weeks here. But it's not just a matter of data and accomplishments. It's a matter of heart. And as much as that may not matter to you, there are people in this country it matters to, especially in this time of crisis. They want reassurance. They want encouragement. They want hope. They want heart. And it has to be a part of the picture. And I think many of us who are allegedly on the conservative side, we have a lot to learn in this area. We have bought into the personality of one person, and I think it is extremely limiting to us. More on this coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Charlotte Turkey Trot. It's going virtual this year, but you can still be a part of this great Charlotte tradition on Thanksgiving Day. Register now at CLTTurkeyTrot.com. Don't wait. Register now to be a guaranteed commemorative medal. Get that and an event t-shirt. Plus, find out where and when to pick up your race packet. This year's event will raise funds for Samaritan's Feet in an effort to distribute shoes to over 250 Charlotte children. Visit CLTTurkeyTrot.com. Listen to WBT's Charlotte's News Talk for updated event information and interviews. And I have the predictable reaction on the text line. See, this is what's called so many words going through my head. This is what's called very limited thinking. Vince, troublemaking world leaders like Xi, Putin, and Kim walk all over Western politicians who are nice guys. That is not the point, you moron. This is what's so frustrating. Some of you have these little boxes you've got to put everything into. And if they don't fit into that little box, you can't process it. You cannot process things that seem to be paradoxes. Vince, you must admit, you fear Donald Trump. You're projecting your insecurities upon Trump. He's much more of a man you could ever hope. You couldn't walk a day in his shoes, punk. Your envy and fear of him are palpable. Really? Ooh, big orange man is mean, so I'm going to vote for a socialist and destroy America. When it comes time to vote, people need to leave their feelings at home in their panty drawer. Oh, that's nice. It's nice for you to postulate what you think people ought to do. But people are not going to do that. There are people who won't do that. Then where are you? Where are you? Where are all of us? If this thing goes down, which it could. I want to play this again. This is Donald Trump addressing suburban women. Listen up.
So can I ask you to do me a favor? Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I gotta go quickly.
Oh, gosh. It's kind of late for that. It really is. And no, we're not talking about a pastor. This texture, you know, people keep coming back to this thing. See, and what we're doing, I mean, let's be honest. What we've done is we've adopted the idea, okay, we had all these nice guys. So now what we need is an SOB. What kind of sense does that make? Could it go from one extreme to the other? That's not healthy. Not healthy at all. I want you to listen to Michael Steele. Now put aside your perspective on Michael Steele. Because a lot of people certainly see this guy as a sellout. Used to be a Republican Party chair. And now he's, I don't know what to call him. But he makes a great observation. If we're wise, we would have listened to this months ago. Here is how he reacted to this comment from the president, basically begging for suburban women to like him. Listen up.
That's a very unique closing argument to women. You know, I saved your neighborhood. I just want to know who'd you save it from. That's what I want to know. And I think that's the question they would ask. You know, look, it is at the core of this and that point in that video is Donald Trump's strength and his weakness. He just wants to be liked. And he wants it so badly. He's desperate to say and do whatever he thinks will get you there. And at times that's endearing to some people, and clearly it's endearing to a lot of his supporters. But for a lot of folks, it's at this point, it's just rubbed them raw. Because in that desire to be liked, and for people to like him because he's done something that he thinks he's done for them, he loses sight of the needs of those very same people, the things that they want, that he wants them to, you know, him to like them. Could you at least show some empathy and concern and interest in me? So it's in that, it's like, you know, that relationship where one side wants all the love coming to them, but there's nothing reciprocated. And so you can't say to voters, well, I saved your damn neighborhood, or black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, or I gave your HBCU some money, so why don't you like me? Well, because you're still an ass. That's why. And that's the part that he doesn't get, is that you got to complete the rest of the relationship with the voters. That's why you're behind in Georgia and, you know, places like Texas. We are dead even in Texas 3 weeks out. Come on, man.
He's got a valid point here. He really does. I'd love to get your thoughts. Let's go first out to Mike in Charlotte. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Vince.
Hey.
Well, let me preface this saying I agree with your point, and I agree with just about everything. You know, not everything, but you know, I really you're very good. There's a couple points I'd like to make. One, we already know what we got. You know, with him. You know, his disposition, his demeanor, it's not great. You know, I agree with you on those points. You know, from his behavior and stuff. But we know what we got, and if you've looked at the. You know, the things that are going on with his rallies and his, look at the thousands of boats that have gone out. And I mean, this is more than it happened in 2016. Even San Francisco and New York City, they had a huge flag and downtown for Trump. That didn't happen in 16. So I think the polls are, I'm not going to believe them. I'm going to wait for another week and a half and see what they say right before the election, because history's proven there'll be a shift right before.
You think they'll tighten up
before the election? If it don't shift, then I'll say, okay, he's in trouble. But
yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
I think if you look at the overall support from these rallies and all these different events, they're huge.
Yeah, and hopefully this translates, you know, when it comes down to votes. That's the thing that we certainly hope for, right?
Right, absolutely. I just, you know, the other thing is I kind of take that bit with him begging the women. I don't know. I mean, I'm from New York. I know Trump. I mean, I've been here 29 years. But a lot of that to me was, I don't know, you know, tongue in cheek. I don't know, but I do agree with you. I mean, it's not probably, he doesn't, like I said, his demeanor and disposition sometimes is just off the wall and drives me nuts, makes me cringe, you know. But like I said, we've had him three
yeah.
and a half, almost 4 years now.
Yep.
We know what we got. You know, he's been pretty good policy wise.
Right.
I don't agree with everything. But it's sure a heck of a lot better than what we're looking at on the other side.
I hear you. You know, one of the interesting things, I also think about Robert Johnson, made the same comment. He said, this is the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. So
exactly.
He's had some very, very critical comments about the president. But at the end of the day, he's, again, a person who's very practical. Do you want a Trump administration or do you want a Biden administration surrounded by a bunch of crazies? So That's what we're up against here. And what I'm concerned about is to make sure this is not just about Trump. This is about all of us. This is about our future. How do we put the best foot forward? And I think there's a lot of diversity that needs to be involved in that. And by that, I mean different people, different expressions of conservatism, different voices. And I'm concerned we have shut too many of those up, and we're just listening to one. And I hope that doesn't bite us in the rear end on Election Day. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Before we go back to more of your calls, in the Cry Me a River category, more than 100 writers, actors, directors, producers speaking out against NBC's plan to air a town hall with President Donald Trump tonight at 8, directly opposite the Joe Biden town hall on ABC. They actually sent an open letter to Comcast CEO Brian Roberts, NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell, and NBCU News Group Chairman Cesar Conde. These Hollywood heavyweights asking for the Trump town hall to be shifted from the time slot. The list of those who signed in the letter included the creator and cast of NBC's flagship drama This Is Us, Law and Order, SVU star executive producer Mariska Hargitay, as well as Aaron Sorkin, J.J. Abrams, Ryan Murphy, bunch of other names here, as if we care. As you know, the second presidential debate was scheduled originally for tonight. Trump refused when the debate commission switched to a virtual format after the president tested positive for the coronavirus. ABC quickly slated a Joe Biden town hall in the same slot. After lengthy negotiations, NBC, which made Trump a star with The Apprentice, booked him for a town hall at the same time. This scheduling decision has ticked some people off. By agreeing to air his town hall as counter-programming opposite Vice President Biden's town hall on ABC, you're enabling the president's bad behavior while undercutting the Presidential Debate Commission and doing a disservice to the American public. We believe this kind of indifference to the norms and rules of our democracy are what have brought our country to this perilous state. These Hollywood executives are not arguing Trump should not receive equal time on NBC after the network recently aired a Joe Biden town hall from the same Florida location. We're simply asking NBC air the president's town hall either before or after Vice President Biden's, so that American voters can have the opportunity to watch both. You ever heard of this thing called DVR? What morons. I mean, these people. This is so pathetic. It really is. Cry me a river. Let's go out to Michael. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. I appreciate it. So this discussion reminded me of our scripture from last week, which was the parable of the father with two sons. And he asked one of the sons to go work in the field. And the son said, yes, but he didn't go. And the other son, when he asked him to work in the field, said, no, but he went and worked. And Jesus said, which one did his father's will? And Trump is kind of rough on the edges, but he's not a politician.
Hey, Mike, cut out the not a politician thing. That is a bunch of crap. This guy is a quintessential politician. You may say he's not like all the other politicians, but he is a politician. But you may continue your point, okay?
He's not like the other politicians.
Okay. Let me just say here, because this is part of what has really been so troublesome. How many people parrot these lines because he first got these lines going? And people repeat this stuff. I remember this from the news business. This is the way we frankly brainwash people. We feed people lines and they keep repeating them over for us. Our followers do all the work for us. Anyway, go ahead. I'll get off that soapbox.
Yeah, and he did do other things before becoming a politician.
Yes,
as opposed to
absolutely
Biden, has only ever been a politician.
Yep.
That's where I think he is grounding that. But yeah, he is a politician now. I will grant you that. But he made promises and actually kept them. Whereas Obama said on day one he was going to close Gitmo. Gitmo's still open.
So much for that promise, huh? Let me ask you, I want to ask you this question in all seriousness. What do you think has kept this message from getting out? Why? What brings the president to the place where he's begging suburban women to vote for him here at the 11th hour? What's not gotten through before?
I mean, absolutely the mainstream media.
I don't buy that. I get it. I get the media is out to get him. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, you've got just a tremendous treasure trove of resources to get a message across and reach people's hearts and minds. So what's the disconnect here?
I don't know. I'm baffled by it because obviously he's reached my heart and mind.
Yes. See, and I think this is part of the problem, Michael. Too many of us have said, okay, I agree. And we have not made allowances for those other people who are on the edge. And what I hear from a lot of people basically is, well, if they don't like this, then screw them. Well, okay, great. Then these people can come back to bite you on the rear end. If you see, the Democrats are the only people who can take people for granted, because there are people who absolutely will go to vote for them no matter what louses they are. They're going to show up.
A good friend of mine said that he would vote for the Democrat if they were running a yellow lab dog. I told him he had his opportunity this time around. So.
Hey, and that would have been an improvement, a yellow lab. I love yellow labs. Michael, appreciate your call and enjoy the conversation. Quickly, Steve, got about a minute.
Okay, thanks, Vince. I think in addition to Donald Trump's personal flaws, his lack of action, he's just now starting to talk about repercussions for the social media companies who've been involved in censorship and censoring other voices. So it does seem like he's not in an echo chamber. Thank goodness for you and some others, but there's been so many voices silenced in the last couple of years. And, he's speaking more out of, I think, just a boldness trying to reach people that is offensive if you're comparing him to the luxury that Democrats have, because their messages are amplified on social media platforms and his messages are being shut down, argued against, censored. It's not just the public. I mean, it's Hollywood. It is.
Yeah.
ESPN,
and but he broke through in 20. He broke through in 2016, Steve. And that's part of the point that I'm making here, that it's been done before. I probably shouldn't do this. Tracy, you got about 15 seconds if you could make your point quickly.
Vince, yeah, I thank you for the call. And yeah, his base, I think, needs to be shored up somewhat. I know there's a lot of people that are in favor of him and not in favor of him, but frankly, yeah, I see his base. He's got to get more on his base.
And to bolster your point, this is what some of the polls are showing, that the base behind Biden is stronger than the base behind Trump right now. Kind of surprising.
Yeah. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back in the final stretch of the broadcast on this Thursday, let us go out to a call from Paul in Charlotte. Good morning, Paul.
Hi. Good morning. I think your analysis is spot on. I'm better than Rush Limbaugh's. I love Rush Limbaugh. But you crystallized the problem here. I'm afraid that we have a situation like a football team who is gaining momentum. It looks like they're going to win, but the clock is running out. And the reason I say that is for the past 2 years, since I was a staffer for a senator in another state, I have been calling for Donald Trump and all of the paleo conservatives to conduct a new, what I call a new fireside chat series, similar to what FDR did, explaining everything that that needed to be done in a calm way, communicating to that misinformed, malformed suburban swinger vote. And but that has, until very recently, and it may be too late, wasn't heeded. We understand you have to be a jerk to the media. We understand you have to be a jerk to the Democrats. But what you're describing is spot on, in my opinion.
And you know, and Paul, part of what's frustrating about this, and I, you know, I'm a grown man. I can take criticism and all the other stuff. It bothers me that, you know, the only reason I even bother with this is because I'm concerned, and I've been hoping along the way there would be enough people, there'd be a groundswell of enough people saying, okay, great, we're in your court. How do we expand the base? Rather than continuing to just hold on, how do we reach more people? How do we take what you're doing and magnify this so that the policy transcends the personality? And at the same time, there's got to be a desire to have a winsome personality to reach those other people. Yes, if you want to declare the media to be enemies, fine. You know, actors, actresses, fine. But to people, the people out there, you've got to appeal to their hearts. The average the swing voters, they're not your enemies.
Yeah, you've got it exactly right.
And what's happened is they've all gotten thrown into the same batch. Well, if you're not with us, then you're against us and you're enemies.
What's mind-boggling to me is this hasn't trickled up until now. You're seeing in the last week or two, you were seeing this attempt in videos. Unfortunately, they're being suppressed by YouTube and Facebook and others. This attempt to have this touchy-feely thing for the suburban swinger vote that you and me don't care about, but they care about it.
Yes, and they do.
What shocks me is that with all the money and all of the effort, nobody got through. Now, I will say this is a positive thing. We wouldn't have had this 4-year reprieve without his personality.
But right.
For the love of God, it had to pivot. He had to reinvent himself over these last 3 or 4 years.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Paul, I'd like you to hold on the line because I'd like to get some information to continue this interaction beyond today. So please hold on the line. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history. Lonzo, putting you on the spot here so we can zip through these questions. How are you today?
Always a pleasure to talk with. The best part of my day is talking to Vince Coco.
Well, that's awesome. 1794, The first coins of this type were struck and put into circulation. What were they made of? 1794.
Nickel.
Oh, no.
Copper.
Actually, silver. Silver. 1794. 1860, an 11-year-old girl wrote a letter to a presidential candidate advising him to grow a beard to improve his looks.
Abraham.
Who was he? Exactly. Isn't that cool? 1860, 11-year-old girl. And boy, did that make history. 1965, burning of these documents became a thing in 1965 here in the U.S. What were they burning, these documents? Think about what was going on at the time.
Well, Vietnam, I think, was going
on. Yep, there you go. You're on the right track. So what were they burning?
Draft.
Draft cards. You got it. 1990. These normally very, well, I don't know if they're nice insects, but these insects were spotted in Hidalgo, Texas in 1990. But unfortunately, they were killing people, not just pollinating flowers. What were they?
Killer bees.
Killer bees. 1990, this person with a very familiar birthmark won the Nobel Prize for opening up Russia. You remember that birthmark?
Gorbachev
is correct. In 1991, here we are in the middle of a Supreme Court fight.
I remember Leslie Nielsen in one of the movies, like, smacking him across the top.
Yeah, exactly. This person confirmed as Supreme Court Justice 1991. And boy, was that a circus. Who was it in 1991?
Pubic hair. And
yep,
and
you got it.
Stuff.
You're on the right track.
Black dude.
Black dude, you're right.
And sorry, my mind is just going black.
It's okay. Johnny will give you the name.
Clarence Thomas?
Yeah. Clarence Thomas is correct. Great team effort there.
Okay.
And can you believe it? We're out of time already. We've got a zip here. But have yourselves a great day, and please, please be careful out there, folks. And Lord willing, we're back tomorrow. God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.